Hey, this is John Lee Dumas of the award-winning podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire, and you're listening to the Excelsior Journeys with George Soroy. Prepare to ignite.
So would you say that that's kind of like the lightning bolt moment for
you? And that's
why
I taught myself how to draw, was actually the Little Mermaid, drawing stills of Ariel.
I've got better things to do tonight than die.
Sylvester jumped out of his chair and said, who the F is this?
I remember walking out of the theater with him saying, I'm going to write Halloween.
I'm rather impressed with your research. Rarely do people ask me about Children in the Corn.
It doesn't have to be perfect. Just do it. You know, throw some spaghetti against a wall. See if it sticks.
This is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward. Welcome back to Excelsior Journeys. This is George Soroy, and thank you so much for being here. And here it is, episode number 300. I cannot believe that we've gotten this far. And for this particular episode, I have something really fun for all of you. A lot of you know that back in February of 2022, I was tasked with bringing the first of my young adult sci-fi trilogy, The Excelsior Journey, into an audio drama. It was a hell of a task, but I was so grateful for the opportunity. I seized it, and I turned what was going to be something that took 7 hours to listen to as an audiobook, and tightened it down into something about 2 hours long. Thankfully, I was not alone in this. While I may have been alone adapting it, there was still Deborah Wooten, the producer of the show, and an amazingly stellar cast of voice actors, some great musicians, and a full library of sound effects by one of the final people to join the cast, Charles Coates. I could say so many great things about this show, about these people, about everyone bringing their talents in a way that I still can't believe we did this. It's been almost 2 years now since this has been done, and I can't believe that it happened. I want to give a huge amount of thanks to everyone who took part in this and to everyone who took the time to listen to it. I'm very proud of how this came together. And so I figured that this would be a great way to celebrate 300 episodes of Excelsior Journeys. So what I'm going to do is I am going to go ahead and step back. I am going to allow you to hear the complete version of Excelsior, the audio journey. Now, what you're going to be hearing is a cleaned up version of what was performed on Clubhouse live on March 12th and March 19th, 2023. Cut out any technical glitches and really clean up some of the audio and put it all together into one big 2 hour block. It's all seamless and edited together very nicely. I'm very proud of this. And I hope you enjoy this at least half as much as we all enjoyed putting it together. So, if you want to hear more about the behind-the-scenes stuff that went into the making of this audio journey, I invite you to check out a new show called Excelsior Journeys Behind the Scenes. It's part of my National Podcast Post-Month Challenge for 2024. And on days 1 through 10, I talked about the behind-the-scenes of getting into audiobook narrating. For episodes 11 through 20, I talked about getting into podcasting. And at the end of each of those episodes, I put a little movie clip that you can guess what movie it's from as a means of paying homage to the very first podcast that I ever took part in, which is the 411 Mania Movie Zone podcast. I was tasked with putting together the different audio clips from different films, and then we would play them, and whoever guessed them right, they would get shout outs on the show. I invite you to take a listen to episodes 11 through 20 and then put your guess in by reaching out to me at george@hesgotit.com. Episodes 21 through 30 are the behind the scenes of the making of Excelsior, the audio journey. By the time you're hearing this, I would have gone through the first 5 parts of the making of this audio drama. There are still 5 more parts to go from Tuesday to Saturday. I invite you to keep on listening
and welcome your feedback. That's where the real meaty stuff is regarding the behind the scenes. Here, I'm simply going to say thank you to everyone involved, and I look forward to hearing any sort of feedback. I am so grateful to have had this opportunity to not only put this audio drama together, but also to podcast for this long. I still can't believe we're at 300 episodes. I just want to say thank you to everybody for giving me a chance, for listening, for being a guest, for reviewing, for rating the show. All of your feedback really means a lot to me. The great thing is this show is nowhere near done. I want to thank all of you for listening, for liking, for contributing, for being a guest, and I hope you enjoy what we're about to play next. Without further ado, may I present Excelsior, The Audio Journey, Ever Upward.
Nine Club presents Excelsior,
The Audio Journey,
adapted for audio and directed by George Siroy, based on his novel, starring Jerry Weil, Erica Harvey, Molly Rock, Audra Angelique, David Lee Hawkes, and Shaq Hussein.
Okay, so we're on planet DNEP 4. And the Crunations are these reptilian type of species, and they've been ruling over the Denarians for a long time now, ever since the Denarians lost their leader, Excelsior. And now there's this guy, Seminex, and he's been in his cell for so long, but he's still a young man. Radifin has been talking about how Excelsior will return to lead their fellow Denarians to victory over the Crunation Empire. And then Radifin starts the mass breakout.
Mr. Peters.
So Radifin lets out Seminex, and then they get Granik, and then the rest of the prisoners.
Mr. Peters! Did you not hear the bell? Class has been dismissed. Everyone else is on their way home.
Oh, sorry about that. I'll see you tomorrow, then.
Matthew, wait. This is, what, the third time this week that I had to pull your mind back into this classroom? Just imagine how much better your last test would have been if it was on science fiction rather than U.S. history.
I'm sorry, but I still did well on the test. I got an 81.
I'm talking about you giving more attention to your schoolwork than these characters you seem to be wasting your time drawing. I wouldn't be doing my job if I let you coast like this. Do you understand?
I understand, yes. I'll be more attentive here.
Please do. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, so Seminex and Radifin and Granik lead the freed prisoners out of Nocturar's castle, and they head over to the caverns of Yelsu, where the elders are waiting for them. And Aceris looks into Seminex's eyes and can see traces of Excelsior in there.
Matthew! Wait up!
Oh, hey, Thomas.
Oh, another issue of the comic. Let me see.
No, it's not a finished comic. It's something I'm tinkering with. It's going to be part of the origin story.
Origin story? Well, let me see. It looked great on the website.
The website I had to finish last night?
Relax. You saw the numbers this morning, right? The people you thought you could get before, you can get now. How?
Look what we got here, Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Tommy boy, our papers are due tomorrow. They don't write themselves. Is that all you got?
Wait, you're doing their homework?
Hey, freak, don't be a hero. This doesn't concern you. Just keep your mouth shut and walk away.
Yeah, get out of here, cartoon boy. Go home to your mummy. Oh, wait. Too soon?
You son of...
What? You ain't got the jewels. That's right. Like my man said, go ahead and walk away.
Matthew, wait. Come back. Come on, man.
So Aceris can see that Seminex is worthy to carry the life force of Excelsior, and he takes him into the chamber where the sword is held. He reaches out and holds the handle, and he suddenly feels strong and commanding and brave.
Welcome to Tolland Laboratories, bringing humanity's future to today. Welcome to Tolland Laboratories, bringing humanity's future to today.
Franklin, if what you say is true about what
you've found... It is true. 7 years worth of digging. And I always believed finding that sword would be enough to secure funding for the next 5 decades. But this... Trust me, Dr. Sierra.
Catherine, I have told you before.
Yes, Catherine. We've always wondered whether we're alone in the universe, and the answer was beneath our feet the whole time.
It is protected, yes?
Fully encased. Airtight. Transparent.
And no one is in the examination room with this specimen, correct?
Of course not. You and I are the only ones who have seen it. And I was only in the room to set up the cameras. Isn't it amazing? A humanoid with scales.
Oh, no.
I mean, look at that. The preservation is just remarkable. Even the integrity of its apparel has been maintained. Can you even imagine how old this thing is?
Approximately 1,800 years.
Whoa, that's pretty specific. How did you get that number?
Just a suspicion.
Whatever that light is that's emanating, maybe that's what's kept it so stable for all these centuries.
Excuse me, please.
Are you all right, Dr. Catherine, everything okay?
Not him. Anyone but him. Why did he not burn up in the atmosphere? Oh, no. Hopefully the communication extender still functions. Well, Elder Aceris, can you hear me?
Elder Claire,
oh.
Are you all right? You look exhausted.
Yes, well, this planet is less forgiving than our own Aceris.
Yes. There are times when I still remember the impact of Earth's atmosphere. What has happened since you last made contact?
The humans have discovered Danak. His body still intact after all this time.
The jewel?
Yes, it is still with him, and it will not be long before it awakens him.
Oh, I wish you had better news. What of your mission? Is there anything of note to report since the sword has been discovered?
Nothing as of now, Elder.
You do realize what this means for both Earth and Danak 4. If Danak is revived and there is no one to stop him.
Of course I realize it, Elder. I have already arranged for the sword to stay in this immediate area, and so once I find him, I will
be sure
that... He must be found.
Or there will be no one to keep Danak from the sword.
I understand, and I will do what I must.
What is that?
That's a notification from my Earthbound communicator. It alerts me of any usage of the word Excelsior. And this is a series of stories told in illustrated form, and its main character is... How is this possible?
So, Semenex holds up the sword. Everyone around him reacts. And Aceris walks up to him and says,
It is good
To see you again, my old friend. And Excelsior is now fully realized through Seminex. And he just says,
It is good to be back, Aceris.
Yeah, that's it. And now Excelsior has to get his uniform on and go after Nocturar immediately.
Matthew? Hey, Matthew, you awake?
Yeah, JC, what's up?
Mind if I come in?
Sure, just put that glass down in the hallway first.
All right, I'm sorry. The agreement. There, it's down.
Thanks. Hey, didn't you have a date?
She canceled again.
What happened this time?
I told her I was at the office finishing up a story. She called me a liar and then hung up. I mean, what can you do, right?
And you were at the office, not next door at the...
No, a deal's a deal. And yes, I really was at the office. Now, what are you working on? A new issue?
Not quite. I want to focus a lot on the origin story.
Right. So, working on this at school?
Mrs. Burton called you.
Any other teachers seeing you spacing out?
No one else said anything.
Well, she had plenty to say. Said this wasn't the first time she's had to get your attention. Even asked me if everything was okay at home.
And what did you tell her?
I told her everything was fine and that I would speak to you like I'm doing now. And then I would remind you how you're this close to graduation and need to focus on your responsibilities.
Huh. Were you planning on finishing that drink in the doorway before telling me all that?
Okay. All right. You know, I'm no good at this parenting. Your dad was so much better.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, come on.
Well, what do you want me to say? He's not here. Mom's not here. We both know why.
Yeah, we do. And I mentioned that we were coming up to the anniversary of, you know.
Well, you know, is that what you told her? Is that how you phrased it? Or is that as close as you can get to reminding me?
Look, I'd do anything to change what happened, and I don't expect you to ever forgive me, but I am trying my best here. Give me some slack.
Fine. But after this summer, I'll be in a dorm room, and you won't have to play parent anymore.
Oh, God, no matter where you go, I'm not going to stop.
You're right. I'm sorry. I know you were never really cut out for all this, but you're doing a good job.
Oh. Now who's playing parent? God, when you go off to college, who's going to take care of me?
Well, I won't stop worrying about you either. That glass is the only one you're having tonight, right?
Deal's a deal. One per night, if any. Now, got anything new for me to read?
Here, don't spill on it, okay?
So, Rebus, any news?
Nothing, Karini. 3 days and no sign of Nyterra.
And no answers from Elder Aceris of why he gave her a task such as this. He could not recruit anyone older, more experienced to spy on the Crenations.
I tried, Karini. I tried to go in her place, but Aceris forbid it.
Oh.
He kept telling me to trust him. That is all we can do.
That is not all that I can do. I can worry about my sister, just as I hope you are too.
I love her as much as you do, my friend. I should have gone in her place.
You have your own mission. With me, and Willitar, Radofin, and Granik.
A mission?
Elder Clara has found a link to Excelsior. We are being asked to join her on Earth.
Excelsior?
Yes. So you and I need to gather our supplies, and some blaster rifles. Excelsior is not the only one that has been found.
At least Nyterra will not have to face him.
No. But Hodera is still out there.
I know she is. All too well.
Okay, everyone. We have a very special guest. This is Dr. Catherine Sierra from Tolland Laboratories.
Thank you, Mrs. Webb. Good morning. I am from Tolland Laboratories in New York City.
and we strive to create products that will benefit humanity and reveal its truest potential. This device is our biggest leap forward in helping mankind to truly manifest its destiny. We call these virtual future glasses. Now, I need two volunteers. The first one is you. Please step up here, miss. And your name is?
Kristen Harrison.
So nice to meet you, Kristen. Now, I am going to place these on you. Just take a deep breath and tell me what you see.
Okay. I'm in a dressing room. I'm backstage. I'm in a theater. Am I on Broadway? Oh, this has to be on Broadway. What show am I doing? Is that? Hey! Hello? Hey, what happened? Why'd it go black? Hello?
It only allows a glimpse into your potential future. Otherwise, people would just sit around wearing these and not actually doing anything to make those visions a reality.
But can I just see a few more seconds? I gotta see what show I was doing.
A little bit of uncertainty will benefit you, trust me. Thank you, Kristen. You may sit down. Now, I need one more volunteer. Mrs. Webb, who is that young man in the back with his head down? He is not sleeping, is he?
Oh, no. No, that's Matthew Peters. Quiet, but wonderful creativity. Looks like he's drawing again. Matthew!
So now Excelsior is wearing the full armor, and it's an impenetrable but slim-fitting metallic fabric that allows him to function in battle without anything impeding his movement. He joins some Denarians and heads back to Castle Nocteris so he can face off with Nocturar for the...
Matthew!
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, Mrs. Webb.
Can you come up front, please? Dr. Sierra would like you to be the next test subject.
And can you bring your notebook as well, Matthew?
Sure. Here you go.
Fascinating. Mrs. Webb is correct. You do have quite the imagination. Now, if you will, please place these on your head and take a deep breath. Then, once the images come in clear, please tell me what you see.
I see stars.
Stars?
Yeah, stars, but... I can feel something pulling me past the stars and the planets and the whole solar system, taking me to somewhere else. It looks like DNAB 4.
That's Excelsior's home planet.
How do you know of Excelsior?
I've been encouraging him all year to keep going with those stories.
Oh, so I have you to thank.
Excuse me?
Well, that's all it'll show me. Sorry.
No need to be sorry at all, Matthew. In fact, I would like to speak with you after your last class today. I will be in your cafeteria.
Yeah, sure.
Elder Quintera, Nytera has returned.
She escaped? Is she all right?
She... Oh, no. Nytera! What have they done to you?
Ceres! I need to see... Hey, Ceres!
My child, what happened?
I saw... He is...
Nytera! Please speak to me! Elder Quintera, what should we do?
Do not worry about Nytera, Zoribus. I want you to awaken Radifin from his regeneration sleep and then collect Willitar, Karini, and Granik. The five of you will come to me and I will have instructions for you.
What about Nytera?
Aceris can help her. He will need to know what she saw. Come, my dear. Elder Aceris.
Nytera, young child. Quintera, please bring her. Lay her down here.
Where am I?
You are safe, my dear. We have not heard from you for so long.
Elder, I saw...
Rest, my child. What did you see?
Knock. Knock. There are...
My father, Valertus, did she say who I thought she said?
She did, my friend. Daynak returning to life on Earth. Noctera being revived here.
What can we do?
If what Elder Clyera says is true, then we must move to the next portion of our mission. Send the team to the Leap of Faith immediately. You seem troubled, my friend.
Elder, my son Ratafin was kept prisoner by the Crenations for so long. He has been so malnourished that he required constant cycles in the regeneration chambers, and now he is being sent to Earth.
He requested this mission himself. He was the first to volunteer.
Yes, but why did you not warn him of the atmosphere he was going to enter when he volunteered?
He will not be there long enough to be affected by it. Do not be fearful. I would trust no one else to lead this mission to its successful end.
We are here, elders!
A mission to make a child from that planet our new savior? You believe he is the one? That he is worthy?
I believe it, and I know it, as does your son.
Ah, Matthew, hello again.
Oh, hi, sorry I'm late.
Not at all. From my point of view, I am seeing you right on time.
So, while I was wearing those, what exactly did I see?
You saw yourself being pulled away from your school, your friends, and the life that you had always known.
So, is it a metaphor? Am I going to get a job in what? California?
It was not a metaphor. You will get a job that will take you far, far away from your home. Very far. And this job will be the most important one in your life.
Important? How? I'm an artist. It's not like I'll be saving the world or something.
No. You will be saving two worlds.
What?
The planet you saw yourself being pulled toward. You said it looked familiar, yes?
Yeah, like DNAB 4, the planet I write about in my Excelsior comics.
That planet is DNAB 4.
Oh, wait, I think I get it. It's like what Kristen saw. It's saying my comic's gonna be a movie? When do you think I can do this?
Do what, Matthew?
Make an Excelsior movie on the big screen. They have theaters where you're from, right?
Not on DNAB 4.
Huh?
Well, you asked me where I was from, and I answered, DNAB 4.
Okay, where's the camera? Who's supposed to jump out and say, gotcha? Who set this up?
There is no setup here, Matthew. I was sent here by Aceris, the highest...
Don't just stop! Just stop! I'm not in the mood for jokes.
Matthew, this is not a joke. DNAB 4 does exist, and it is still under the rule of the Crunation Empire. I am both a Denarian and an Elder, and Aceris sent me to Earth to find any trace of Excelsior, and I found you.
Well, at least you got the character names right, but you didn't remember that Elders can't get above the surface, much less come to Earth. Now, if you'll excuse
Matthew, sit down.
Why?
So you can look me in the eyes once I take these glasses off.
Holy, your eyes. They look so dark, just how I started drawing them.
Now, do you believe me?
How did all this happen?
The technology of DNAB 4 is very advanced, as I'm sure you are aware.
So you came here how? Through the Leap of Faith?
Yes. Approximately 10 Earth years ago, I was sent here to find any kind of trace of Excelsior. For 3 years I found nothing and was losing hope until a report came in of a discovery of an ancient artifact.
What was it?
It was a sword. A beautiful jeweled sword. His sword. Excelsior's sword. He was separated from it when he was transported to Earth almost 2,000 Earth years ago.
Wait, so if he came here, what happened to him? And what does this have to do with me? How did I get caught up in this?
You tell me. Have you ever come in contact with the sword?
Well, there was this one time. 7 years ago, I was on a field trip at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and the sword was there. I could almost hear it calling to me, and I reached out and touched the handle.
You touched it? Did it leave any sort of mark?
Like a star outline on my palm? Like this?
Yes, exactly like that. When you touched the sword, what else happened?
Wait, what's that?
With the scuffle behind us?
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Oh, no.
I told you, you little wimp. You get me that report before the second period. How long ago was that, huh?
I was asked to stay after first period.
That's not his problem.
That's right, that's not my problem.
Oh!
Hey!
Get lost, freak.
No, you leave him alone.
Matt, what are you doing?
Nothing to do with you. This has to do with me and him. Just walk away.
No!
It's got a problem, you little wimp.
No problem if you leave him alone. And if you man up and start doing your own homework for once.
Maybe I should just give you the bloody nose I was going to give your friend.
Oh, then take your shot, Nick. I'm right here. This is your big moment. Come on, do it.
You're sick. You really want me to hit you?
Oh, I'll hit him.
Oh, yeah, you hit me. What do they call you, Kelly? The Kraken? Go for it, then. Release the Kraken.
No, I got this.
Oh, yeah, Nick, you got this. Such a fair fight against an atomic writing freak, huh? Come on, coward. Hit me.
So look at you go, huh? Think you're a big man for blocking my punch?
Think you are for picking on a wimp like me?
And you little... Yeah. Well, what's your servant?
Matt, did you just...
I don't know.
Hey!
The guards are coming. Get out of here.
Yeah, right.
Come, Matthew, this way.
Did you see that? How did I do that?
Well, there is more of Excelsior inside you than you initially thought.
So those goggles, they aren't from Talon Laboratories, are they?
What makes you think that?
I sense you, my lord Noctura, and I have done my duty as required. The one who took me from your cold grasp, his body has been preserved for centuries. And now that I sense your resurrection, it will not be long until he is awakened. As our Lord and Master decreed, my power was meant for your hand. And it is only a matter of time before it is there once again. It will be done, my Lord Noctura. It will be done.
Kronik, stay down. The guards will see you.
I am staying down, Ratafin. Remember how much larger I am.
Are you sure this young Zarebus can do this?
All clear.
You should have more faith. Karini, get Willitar. We are ready.
Willitar, you can look up now.
No one is hurt?
No, we can go inside.
Move, both of you, before the guards awaken.
Shh.
No matter how many times we come here.
It always feels like the first time. Yes?
Exactly. Willitar, do you have Elder Clyera's location?
Surprisingly, yes. It's hard to believe the signal is still this strong after all this time.
They will awaken any second. Activate the leap of faith. Now!
Coordinates locked in! Ah, such a pretty blue planet.
Karini, you go first.
Yes, Radifin. Safe journey, all of you!
Zerebus, your turn.
Do not forget to destroy that module, Willitar. We cannot have any crewnations following us.
Gronik, are you ready?
Ever upward, Willitar.
Ever upward, Gronik. Be careful.
Here, take this.
I can't fire a blaster, Radifin. You know that.
Just take it. And if any crewnation tries to stop you, you use it. Promise me you will let my mother know the mission is successful. Promise me.
I promise. They are on their way to Earth, Elder Osiris.
Excellent, Willitar. Return to us at once and destroy the coordinates collector.
It is done, Elder.
Open that door!
I must hide.
No one is here. General Hodera, they must have used a leap of faith to escape.
No, someone had to stay behind and operate the controls. And someone had to destroy that device on the floor. Obviously, to keep their destination secret. Search the chamber now.
I see something over there, behind that console.
No, please, no.
We have someone, General.
Hodera!
Oh, Willitar, how wonderful to see you again, my favorite little pet. I will never forget our special time together. I see your healers have reattached your ear. If you do not tell me where your friends are, I am sure I will find another way to sever it again.
No!
Let me persuade him, General.
No!
Oh, Willitar, it looks like we will have our special time together after all.
Never!
Let me get him.
No, someone waits for him outside.
The coordinates collector has been destroyed, Elder Osiris. I am on my way toward the caverns.
Well done, Willitar, but please be careful.
Yes, and please notify Elder Quintera that the mission was successful.
You will tell her that yourself, young one.
You!
Willitar! Willitar! Answer me. What is it?
Mrs. Peters, did you hear what I said? According to my instruments, it shows that there's something...
You actually believe this, don't you?
Please, just let me explain.
Oh, explain away. And let's start with how Matthew looked like he was going to pass out when you got here. Did you drug him or something?
I did nothing of the sort. Have you noticed during long sprints of writing and drawing, Matthew tends to feel sleepy? He and Excelsior become synchronized, and Matthew always needs to rest so Excelsior can replenish him. And he would never oversleep, is that correct?
But that runs in the family. We've always had this really good internal alarm. Oh, sounds like the microwave. I must have turned on the timer by mistake. Well, we've had it for about 10 years now, and I've never seen these weird symbols on the screen. Better unplug it.
Wait, I need to read this.
Read what?
The screen.
The screen?
Need Excelsior sending help to you immediately. Oh, no.
So my wave blows a chip and you think it's a message from outer space?
Our communication only works on an interplanetary level with a machine devised by our specialists.
And that machine is my microwave.
In my home, it keeps saying Nocturar. They cannot mean he has returned.
Nocturar, the lead villain in the stories? What's going on? What's going on? Matthew, I have to see if he's okay.
Oh, I'm sure Matthew is unharmed. This must be our team arriving.
What was that?
Do you have a basement here? They will materialize on the bottom floor just as I did.
Did it work? Are we supposed to be where we're supposed to be?
I believe so.
The answer is yes, Granik.
Elder Clyera.
So good to see you, Radifin. So good to see you all.
Wait. Did you just say Granik? I know that. She said your name was Granik, right?
You have me at a disadvantage, my friend.
This is J.C. Peters, a relative of the latest host for Excelsior's Life Orbs.
My name is Karini. Over there is my friend Zaribus. You already know Granik. The old man is Radifin.
How many times has this old man saved your life?
Dr. Sierra or Elder Clyera?
Oh, Catherine is just fine, Ms. Peters.
Right. So, I'm sorry, you weren't kidding.
I never said I was.
Okay. So, what happens now?
Tomorrow morning, I will collect what we need from my apartment, and we begin Matthew's training.
Training?
A series of tests to bring more of Excelsior's life force to the surface, and you will assist with that.
How?
You will see for yourself.
But for now, would you possibly have some rations for us, ma'am? It was a long journey, and we have not eaten.
Oh, God, of course. Oh, come on, you guys should all come upstairs. I'll order some pizza. Dodona should still be open.
What is pizza?
Oh my God, trust me, you're going to love it. And I'll make sure there's plenty for all of you.
You will not be partaking?
Yeah, no. I think I'll have something else.
Okay, Riedgenmann. Let's see how you look today. It is Wednesday, May 4, 2011, at 7:30 a.m. This is Dr. Franklin Riedgen, reporting on the progress of the alien specimen currently labeled Riedgenmann. Just yesterday, there was only a shallow imprint of scales along the right arm, and now it looks like there are scales covering both arms. And they're even starting to show on the uncovered portion of its chest. Regeneration. Whatever this thing is, wherever it came from, it's being regenerated.
Who's there?
Good morning.
Who the... Wait a second. Who are you?
I am sorry to disturb you, Matthew.
How do you know my name?
Elder Clyera asked me to wake you.
Elder Oh, that's right, Dr. Sierra. I'm sorry, I'm just waking up. Can I get your name?
My name is Zaribus. I never had the pleasure of meeting Excelsior before, so I understand you are not knowing who I am. We arrived last night.
We?
My friend Karini, and two Elden Denarians, Granik and Radifin.
Granik and Radifin? They're here?
Oh, yes. And your aunt was kind enough to provide us with rations. Something called pizza? We saved some for you. I understand you enjoy it. I trust Excelsior will enjoy it as well.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I'm not him.
That is not what I've been told.
Well, you were told wrong. I'm just some kid from Queens who touched a sword and got all these memories dumped into my head that aren't mine. Excelsior is more than that. More than I'll ever be.
Please forgive me for disagreeing.
Why? You don't even know me. And Dr. Sierra only met me yesterday. Do you have any idea what I'm going through?
More than you think, Matthew.
Oh, really? Wait, what's this? How am I? Look at me!
I am.
Well, if you looked at me last night, you'd know that I was a lot shorter and scrawnier than I am now. Where did I get these shoulders and these abs? All of this was happening in my body while I had this dream. Oh, it was so vivid.
May I ask you what you dreamt about?
Well, I was in Excelsior's uniform, and I was fighting Nocturar. And he got right on top of me, and he sucked a bunch of energy out of a jewel around his neck. And he had his hand charged up, ready to kill me.
But he failed.
Right. At the last second, I pushed his arm up, and the blast went up and hit the ceiling. I got out of the way in time to see all this debris falling down on him.
The day Nocturar was defeated once and for all.
You should have been there, Zarebus.
Radovan, is that you?
Hello, Matthew. It is a true honor to meet you.
Oh, it feels like I've already known you for years. I just saw you in the dream I had last night.
Did I tell you in the dream that it was time the people knew you were back?
Yes. Yes, you did, and I could feel myself start to float before I woke up.
Maybe it is for the best. That way, when we are victorious, you yourself will levitate to the top of Seminex Peak, hold up your sword, and bring down a bolt of lightning that will be the signal to all on our planet that you are with us again.
Yes, I look forward to seeing that myself.
No. From what Elder Clyera and Matthew's aunt have said about him, Zarebus, I'm very confident you will.
JC, where is she?
I believe she is still resting. She did not partake in the pizza. Can she not consume solid foods?
Why, what did she have?
It was a clear bottle.
Excuse me for a moment.
Oh, God, no. No, 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 don't. Don't throw the door open like... Did you get taller?
Get up and take some aspirin.
You have done as instructed?
Yes, General. Emperor Nocturar is resting. My soldiers ensured no one was following us when he took him back to his quarters.
The journey to the Leap of Faith must have sapped more of his energy than he thought.
He insisted on coming with us. He said so as we brought him here. He wanted to see the beginning of the end for himself.
As did we all, well as did most of us. General Conoram insisted on staying behind.
He thought it was best to scout out for any other Denarians.
Of course, always thinking of the Denarians.
But none of them were there to rescue Willitar.
Because they knew I was there with our Lord Nocturar. Conoram was not there. The Matera certainly were not there.
But they will all see you standing beside Lord Nocturar.
Yes, but that is for another time. Continue to stand guard and alert me when Nocturar awakens.
Wherever those Denarians went, they must know where Excelsior is. Do you think they will succeed in bringing him back?
Let them try.
What are we doing here?
Well, when I say go, the two of you have to race from here to there.
I know what a race is.
Don't worry about her. She normally has a heck of a hangover after a night of heavy drinking.
I said I was sorry. So what is this race for, and where's Dr. Sierra?
Who?
Elder Clara.
Ah, yes. She and Granick went to her home to gather her belongings.
And to answer your previous question, we are out here to properly gauge how fast you can be on your own before we add our muscular attachments.
Excuse me, what?
You will know afterward. Matthew, are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
You okay?
Fine. Your head feeling any better?
Good enough.
Get ready and go.
It's been a while since my track days. I still got some in me.
And Matthew is the winner.
Since when did you have track days?
Since I read about it in the high school paper.
Excellent, Matthew. I see flashes of Seminex in you.
Hopefully soon you'll see more of me.
You will always be there, Matthew.
JC, hold out your arm, please.
What is that? It looks like a wristwatch.
It's called a crypt, the tool of a healer, a biologic scanner and activator. And thanks to Matthew, it is set to human physiology.
What? When did you fix that?
Well, you were getting sick in the bathroom.
Ow! Oh, God! What's going on? What's it doing?
Your bloodstream is undergoing detoxification and rehydration.
What?
She's fixing your hangover. I put that in.
You put that in? How'd you do that? Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Woo. Oh my gosh. That was amazing. You guys want to get into pharmaceuticals?
That's normal, Karini. Always thinking about how to make a buck.
What's wrong with making a buck?
Did you just hear me? Karini, did you hear it?
It seems there is some Denarian within her as well.
So you weren't just saying that out loud, Matthew?
No, I was thinking it.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Ideal timing for his ability, JC. We will need this at the museum.
Why do we need to go to the museum?
Not you. JC and I will take Granick and myself. We must retrieve the sword.
JC's not a thief. She's a lot of things, but not a thief.
Well, gee, I appreciate that. What are those discs in your hand?
My family's creation, the flip. One disc is attached to one item, and the other disc is attached to something else. We press a button, and their places are immediately switched.
So we get that disc on the sword, and we can zap it out of there, right?
Exactly. Now, on to your next test.
Just start running at a moderate pace. JC, the Krebs has already connected with you, so it will begin enhancing your muscles.
Kind of like how Excelsior has with me.
Correct.
Only she'll get to stay herself.
Mm-hmm. Are you okay?
For now. Let's just do this. So we just race around the block, right?
Not a race. Do not force JC to tire herself, Matthew. This is just to get her circulation going.
Right. Just wanted to see more of what she could do from her track days.
Wise guy.
You may feel an itching sensation, but do not stop. Go until you feel a significant change.
What do you mean?
You will know when you feel it. Steady pace, not too fast. Go!
Too fast! Slow down! They were right about the itch.
Don't stop. Just keep going.
Oh, God. I think it's working.
Do not kill him.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
I don't know. Maybe nothing.
Hey, you shouldn't stop either.
I'm not stopping.
He wants him alive.
Seriously, what is that?
What's going on over there?
Last night, I dreamed I was Excelsior defeating Nocturar, and now I'm seeing everything that happened after that.
Should help you with more issues, huh?
Really? Are you still drunk?
Well, it would have helped you with them. So what did happen after?
He was walking along with a group of Denarians he freed from Crunation control when he kept hearing this one voice that was getting louder. until finally...
Excelsior!
Oh, Maddie? Maddie, are you okay?
JC, are you okay? Here, let me press this.
Okay. Oh my god, that's so much. What happened? It felt like my body cramped up all at once.
You will be fine. Let me get you inside.
Okay.
Matthew, what happened?
I had another vision.
No, not that. What did you do to the Krepf? That is a tool of healing.
I didn't do anything. Did I?
I have never seen anyone react like this to this tool, Matthew.
But I...
Matthew, come back here.
I will bring him back.
We will bring him back.
Matthew! Wait!
Stay away from me! Leave me alone!
Matthew! I know you did not mean to hurt JC. Just come back with me.
What if I did? Huh?
What?
What do you mean?
What if I did something to the Krepf or Krepf?
Krepf.
Yeah, that. When I was messing with it, I knew exactly how to use it. I felt like I invented it. I wouldn't have made a mistake that would have done that to JC, but I was mad.
Why? What were you thinking about?
About how mad I was at her. About how if it wasn't for her drinking, she wouldn't have been in rehab, and my parents wouldn't have been killed after they went to see her. And when I saw her with that empty bottle...
You wanted to hurt her, like she hurt you.
Not very godlike, is it? I have no business with this kind of power. Someone else should have it.
But they do not. Excelsior is inside you because he deemed you worthy.
Well, some gift. Look what I just did. And I have no idea what else he's going to do while he's in me.
Matthew, you and Excelsior are one.
Oh, really? Because it sure doesn't feel like it. It feels more like he's doing his own thing and I'm just along for the ride.
That is not what's happening. You will see for yourself during your training.
Oh, I can already see it for myself. I could see moments from Excelsior's past so vividly. They were like my memories.
Because they were.
Will you knock it off? Don't you hear how crazy all this is? When all of this is done, you guys will be happy. You get Excelsior back. But what's going to happen to me? I didn't mean for that to happen to JC. I swear. This is all just so much. So sudden.
I know how that feels, Matthew.
How?
All my childhood, I was preparing to assist my father as a technician. Then one day my father and mother were visited by General Hodera. She murdered my family. I was the only one to escape. All it took was that moment, and everything in my life had changed forever.
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm supposed to be here.
You will know, Matthew. Come back with us. Elder Clyara will be here soon.
Looks like they're already here.
Granick, place that bag at the doorway.
Yes, Elder.
Where is JC?
Karini was taking care of her. Why?
Granick, make sure JC is with you. Zarebus, the three of you need to travel to the museum now.
Now? Why? What is happening?
We communicated with Elder Reyes Harris.
Granick, did Willitar get to the cavern safely?
He did not.
Who's Willitar?
A brave young man.
Yes. Yes, he was. How?
Nocturnal.
just as Nyterra saw.
Well, I thought Excelsior killed Nocturar.
Defeated him. Buried him. But we only recently learned that Nocturar was showing signs of life.
Recently as in last night.
And so if he killed Willitar, that means he's strong enough to lead the Kroonation Empire again.
But there is more.
More?
Zorebus, when Nyterra was captured by the Kroonations, they implanted a tracker into her body.
Oh, no. She had escaped, but...
But the Kroonations let her leave.
And with Nocturar returning to power, it won't be long before the other Denarians are hunted down.
So, if we are going to do this, it needs to happen now. Karini and I will stay behind and help Matthew with the rest of his training.
What other training?
You will see. Zorebus, get JC ready. You and Granik cannot drive.
I hope she can.
Why would she not? What happened?
Nothing. I'm okay. I was just inside getting changed.
You sure you're okay?
It's all good. I'm fine. God, it'll take a lot more than that to keep me down.
What happened while we were gone?
Nothing. So, who's coming with me? Granik? Zorebus? Let's do this.
Matthew, listen to Radithin and Elder Clara. They will take care of you.
I will. You got that flip thing?
Right here.
All right, come on, kid. Get in and let's go.
Do not call me kid.
I'll just get in.
Will they be okay, even with that sting I gave JC?
Zorebus and Granik will watch her. Now, we need to get you inside. I think I know what is in that bag.
What is it?
The uniform of Excelsior.
You think I can fit in it?
You have no choice.
Don't remind me.
You have slept long enough, young Danak. You have stayed preserved on this primitive planet for hundreds of their years. The time for sleep is done. The time to rise is upon us. Yes, I can feel you stirring. But it is not I who will awaken you. It is your master.
You.
My Lord Nocturar, you have awoken.
Hedera, I can sense him. The traitor Danak. The jewel he stole from me, it calls to me to be reunited.
You feel something.
And what?
Else?
Excelsior. Across the galaxies, I can feel his very essence, like a flame building in strength. It would not be long until he has risen, just as Danak is rising.
What shall we do?
The universe is vast. But that flame and the jewel's energy both are quite strong. They will be our magnet. We must go to the Leap of Faith at once.
But my lord, your strength.
My strength does not concern me, Hedera. Excelsior and Danak do. Prepare my transport.
Of course, Lord Nocturar.
Is Granik gonna be okay? I mean, that car is pretty small.
She will be fine. She has a sword replica, and will know once a switch is made. Now, where is the section where the sword is held?
Arms and armory, just down this hall.
Are you feeling any better?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay. It feels a little weird, like I got a full makeover, you know?
No.
Well, that's how it feels. Haircut, makeup, new outfit.
You do not have any of those things right now.
Right, but it feels like I do. I mean, look at the looks we're getting from the ladies.
Ah, yes. Elder Clayera told us about that last night. She gets the same kind of attention from people indigenous to this planet.
Because she's Denarian? I thought it was just because she was hot.
Our temperature is not any different than yours.
Are you sure you never watched Star Trek?
I am sure. And that is not important. What is important is what we accomplish with our mission without drawing attention to ourselves.
Looks like a tour group is coming in. That should help distract the guards.
And here we have one of the most intriguing exhibits ever to have been loaned to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. 7 years ago, a group of archaeologists, under the direction of Dr. Franklin Rytkin, uncovered this artifact deep underground in Greenland. To this day, the Rytkin sword remains a mystery. Its origins and manufacturing process are the subject of much heated intellectual debate and has yet to be verified.
Wonder why it's not behind glass.
Hey, why isn't it behind glass?
What happened to not calling attention to ourselves?
I want to know.
Well, we did try to put it behind glass, but for some strange reason, whenever we tried to confine it, it would let out a very shrill noise, and it went through the whole museum. So this barricade here was set up instead.
So that the Chosen One could touch it.
Fascinating.
All right, Spock, come on. We need to create a diversion.
How?
I don't know yet. Give me a minute. I hope Matt's doing okay.
He will be fine.
Okay, so the armor's this thin? Weird. Almost feels like a t-shirt. Wow, feels really comfortable. And I can move really well in it. This is really something. Oh, and here's the helmet. Wow. Okay, let's look in the mirror. Here we go.
I am Excelsior.
I am Excelsior? I don't know. Maybe. Ah! Radifin? What are you doing?
Testing the armor. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay.
Good. We have everything ready downstairs.
Ready?
We need room for your combat training.
Combat training? In what, 10, 15 minutes?
It is inside you already. Doing the motions will activate the muscle memory.
So now my muscles have his memory too?
Just come downstairs.
My Lord Noctara, such a pleasure to hear you again. But I am no traitor. Our master is not betrayed.
You have betrayed me, Daynak. For eons I have waited for my powers to return, but they did not. And because you stole the jewel from my hand. It was not your place to assume leadership of the Empire.
You were defeated! The new Excelsior vanquished you in his very first battle. You are a relic, Noctara. I alone have the source of our master's power.
That jewel is the purest essence of our master that exists in this universe. Do you think you would be permitted to continue with it?
I have taken the Empire places you could never dream of. I used Denarian slaves to fashion a blade that could pierce Excelsior's armor. I ensured his life force would be imprisoned in a useless body.
And where has all of that brought you? Do you even know where you are?
Do you? Why not use your leap of faith to find me? Surely the information was stored in its memory.
That information was removed. You were followed by a Denarian and never noticed.
Wherever I am, Excelsior is here as well. I can sense him.
the jewel it knows. He is here somehow. Then it is time for you to be useful for once. Use that power and spread a blanket of terror that will make the people on that planet cry out for a savior. And when that savior resurfaces, silence him forever. At last, my lord, we agree.
What is that?
Pretty cool, huh? They're selling plastic replicas of the sword for kids.
Why do you have it?
Bought it off the kid and his grandma. Can you believe this thing cost almost $20?
If that is your currency, I have no frame of reference. Now tell me, why do you have it?
Relax, I have a plan. See that knight standing there, the guy with the big silver armor?
Yes.
I'll go over there. You get up those stairs and wait for my signal.
What is the signal?
You'll know it when you hear it. Now, get up there. Oh, and one more thing.
What?
Don't miss.
I never do.
I have no quarrel with you, brave Sir Knight, but I must cross this bridge.
Ma'am, what are you doing over there?
I command you, as King of the Britons, to stand aside.
Ma'am, the museum has set this open exhibit up as a gift to our guests. Please, don't pick a fight with it.
So be it.
Hey, what are you doing?
Challenging this knight to a duel.
Ma'am, please stop that.
Oh, sorry, guys. Just fooling around.
Why do you have a toy?
Well, it's my nephew's birthday, and I...
Sir, that area over there is for authorized personnel only. Please, calm down now.
Oh, they're looking right at him. Time for Plan B. This one's for you, Matt. Ooh! Cerebus.
Get her! Don't move!
Quick! Not yet! Let me get you the sword!
Hold still!
Just a little closer. Get those fingertips on it. Now, Krennic! Where am I?
On my lap.
Oh, Granick. Hi there. Did it work?
It worked. We have the real sword.
Where's Zorebus?
Still inside. We need to get him.
I'm on it. Just let me... Oh.
Are you all right?
Yeah, the scars must have re-aggravated what happened before, but I'm good. I'm good.
There he is.
Get in, loser. We're going shopping.
What?
Oh, God, never mind. Just get in. What the heck is that?
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no?
Where did Elder Clara say her place of work was?
About 20 or so blocks from Columbia University's medical center.
Is that near here?
No, not really. I mean, we need to get on the west side, and with traffic, I...
Could it be where the beam of energy is?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think Danak is awake.
Okay, Ridgenman. Let's see how much you have regenerated today. What is...
You. I know you. Yes,
I saw those eyes as they watched over me.
You saw me?
Oh, yes. I saw you and I heard you. I have heard of what else you have uncovered, and now... Now you will tell me where the sword is.
No! I won't!
Shame. This could have been less painful.
You cannot take that much time to stand up.
I got it.
Slowly, Radofin. He is at no training of any kind.
You worry too much, Karini. Try it again. Very good. Now, strike back as I showed you. Good. More. Well done.
Wow.
Mission accomplished. We have the sword.
They did it. They actually did it.
Matthew, just wait until you hold that sword in your hands. The spark you felt when you were a child has grown into a flame since we've arrived. When you hold the sword, wow, will be quite the understatement.
Speaking of which, here, you've had enough hand-to-hand combat. Now let's see how you do with a sword.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
We will start slowly. Now block and counter. Do not stop. Keep trying to find ways to get through my defenses. Improvise. Well done, Matthew. For a moment, I felt as though I was sparring with Excelsior himself.
Yeah, I need some air.
Of course. Come outside with me for a moment. Radofin, Karini, please clean this up.
Yes, Alda.
Matthew, what is wrong?
When you said you thought you were sparring with Excelsior himself, that's exactly what it felt like to me.
What do you mean?
I could feel him almost taking control of my body. It was one step away from him working me like some kind of puppet. Is that what I have to look forward to? I'm just going to be a vessel for him? When I pick up the sword, will I suddenly forget who I am?
None of that will happen.
Why are you so sure?
Because that did not happen with Cinnamonex, and it did not happen with Valertus. I watched my son become the first host of Excelsior's life force, and having the two join together enhanced my son in a way that was never seen before, and only seen since two more times.
They're Denarian. I'm human.
Matthew, at some point you will have no choice but to stop giving yourself reasons why you should not be worthy of greatness. You are so much more than what you know.
You really think I am?
Excelsior believes it. So do I. As do we all. And we also believe you are ready for what lies ahead.
Well, I hope you're...
Matthew, what is it?
I can feel something. Power. So strong. So destructive. A jewel.
A jewel. Quick, come with me. Karini, please watch Matthew. I need my phone.
Your phone?
I had cameras installed at the laboratory. It is him.
Elder Clyera. It is Daenak. He has awoken.
Daenak? What just happened? What's going on?
Granik, do not come back here. Meet us at Tolland Laboratories.
Matthew, I think your training is about to get a little more difficult. And with Daenak awake here.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I can do this. You really think I can do this?
You will be fine, Matthew. We will all be with you. But we need to get in the car and go there now.
Okay. So Excelsior wakes up after he was put out of commission by the stabbing from Danak.
Are you all right, Matthew?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Nervous habit. I tell myself an Excelsior story and it calms me down.
You should tell us more of that story once we are in the car.
You are certain you can find him?
Oh, yes, Hedera. I can feel the jewel calling to me. He may not wish to be found, but it does.
And once you press your hand on the console controlling the leap of
exactly. Faith... And to think, all of this is possible because Excelsior wanted to add a recall button to this chamber. So anyone who passed through the leap of faith would always be able to come home. Well, traitor, come home. I can feel him. I can feel the traitor. And what is this? I can feel a spark of something else that is growing. Could it be?
My lord.
Close. It is very close. The more that traitor uses the energy in the jewel, the closer we get.
You're bringing me back to a special time, Matthew. We knew the advantage would be ours once again.
But he knew it wasn't going to last because he didn't even bother putting his uniform back on. And he told you, Elder Clara, he said to keep the uniform there in case someone else would be able to wear it. I could have sworn you said something when he left to take on Danak.
Yes, I said. I said, I cannot lose you again. And for a long time I had. He took Danak with him, thankfully. But we had no idea if I would ever see Excelsior again. And now we have.
I'm still not so sure about that. I don't even know what else I can do.
What do you mean?
I mean, I know he's good with a sword, but I don't know what other kind of powers he has. What did you see him do back then?
Matthew, I cannot exactly say what you will be able to do. I can only say that Excelsior's abilities seem to appear at the right time. You will just have to let go and trust him to do what needs to be done. I trust you can do that.
As do I. And I hope you are all ready, because we are here, and Danak is waiting for us.
He is?
Just be calm. Just be calm.
Look! JC, Zoribeth, and Granik are already here. Matthew, Karini, are you two ready?
We are ready. Matthew, are you?
I think so.
Danak! You, Radifin! So good to see you again. I did not expect to see you on this primitive planet.
I am not alone, Danak. I have other friends here, and Excelsior is with us.
You lie. Is that an elder I see with you? The one who has colleagues here? Or should I say had colleagues?
They were good people, Danak. They were innocent.
And now they are nothing. Just as you all are. Starting with that one there.
What?
No, not her.
Matthew, stay back. We need you to stay safe.
Or maybe you, young one.
No, Danak.
That is that Granik. It has been too long, but I never forget one that size.
Radifin, I can feel the jewel just as I could before. I can feel its power, and maybe...
Matthew, what are you doing?
If I can feel it, then maybe I can help. Just let me concentrate.
You should see how easily this jewel can turn them to ashes here. It really is an amazing sight. Watch! What? What is this?
Cerebus, now!
Matthew, did you do that?
I can't believe it.
At some point, you should start believing what you can do.
JC, you okay?
I'm fine, I'm fine. Come here. I'm so sorry, Matt. I really, really am for everything.
I know, and I'm sorry too.
Let me get a look at you. That uniform looks great.
You sure? You don't think it looks like I'm in a Halloween costume?
No. You look like the hero you're supposed to be.
Granick, do you have the sword?
Right here, Elder, in this bag.
Looks like it's ready. Are you sure you are?
Not really. I don't think I'll ever be sure. But we can't just sit here and watch them take on Thanak. Neither of us can. Not after everything that's happened.
There you go again, being the authority figure.
It is time, Matthew.
You promise I'm still going to be here after I touch that?
I promise. You will still be here just as Philetus was and just as Zemnix was.
Okay, then. Here we go.
Excelsior?
I don't know.
Matthew?
Yeah?
Oh, no. I mean, it didn't work. This whole thing didn't work? You're kidding! You have to tell me you're kidding!
JC, please be calm for a moment.
Stop telling me to be calm! You keep going on and on about your great planet and your great savior. Just tell me what we're going to do now that your great savior decided not to show up!
I do not understand. Matthew, are you sure you do not feel any different?
I'm sorry.
Oh, God, what are we going to do now?
The louder you yell, the more chance there is that Daynak will know it did not work. As far as he is concerned, Matthew has a sword, and Excelsior is here with us.
You do know how to use that sword, right, Matthew?
I've had some practice.
And from now on, we communicate telepathically. There's no need to make it easier for Daynak. Is everyone ready?
Let's do this.
Hey, Saris, can you hear me?
Excelsior, is that you?
Yes, Elder. I can see you.
Where have you been for so long?
Asleep for too long. But I am about to reawaken, and it will not be long before I am with you.
Elder Clyera's mission, is it a success?
About to be. But you must gather our people and prepare them for their journey to the Leap of Faith.
Why there, my friend?
I will meet you there. It is our time to rise up against the Crunations once and for all.
Your will be done, Excelsior.
Our will be done, Isaris.
Yes, yes, our will be done.
No lights. You must have shut off the power. Be mindful of the shadows.
We should check for life signs. Irini?
Already begun.
Let me help. What's that smell? Like the inside of a fireplace?
The ashes of my co-workers and friends. The power of that jewel completely incinerated targets.
So don't breathe in too deeply then?
It would be wise.
I am Excelsior. I am the savior of DNAP 4. I am Excelsior. I will win the war against the Kru Nations. I am Excelsior.
We can hear you. Do not start losing confidence.
Right, right, you're right. I wish I could sense where he is. It'd be so much easier.
JC, look at this one. Not incinerated. It looks like he was strangled.
He can incinerate someone and he still wants to kill them like this?
Both Daynak and Hodera took delight in... JC, get back!
Ah! Karini, no! I have you, my friend! I am not letting go!
Just get him.
Where are you, Daynak?
Where is he?
Here.
No!
Sword. It absorbed the blast.
You. Who are you?
Fighting all your battles so far away, Daynak. Why don't you come a little closer?
Excelsior? No, it cannot be you. I watched you dissolve into nothing before you reached this planet.
Care to see for yourself, then?
Now, grab the jewel!
I have it.
You truly believe the gift of my god would allow a Denarian to take it from me? And it is quite the gift, one that can heal me as easily as it can destroy you.
Elder Clara!
Matthew, he's about to fire again!
I know, I can't concentrate!
Farewell, Granick!
Leave her alone, Daynak!
Oh, give me that helmet.
Hey! My hand, it's cut!
Daynak! This one is for Karini!
Maybe you should join her.
You first, Daynak. Your death has been eons overdue.
Maybe. Maybe after your friend Kranik is gone.
My face! Is that all you have, Daynak? I took harder punishment in the cell from your lackeys.
I had him! He's a Kranik!
Radovan, your face.
It looks worse than it feels. Listen to me. We finish this mission, and then we go on together.
Yes. Until the end.
Until the end.
Excelsior, or whoever you are, prepare to join your friends in oblivion.
No, Daynak!
Oh, you again.
Mother, we have succeeded ever upward.
I doubt we will have any further interruptions.
Elder, check on JC. I have this.
Are you sure?
As sure as I can be.
JC, are you okay?
It is pointless to care for your friends, Elder. When your great savior joins the other three, the rest of you will follow momentarily. And I will take my time with your friend there, if she is not already dead.
You should not worry about her at this moment.
Great shot, Zoribus! He's weakening!
Zoribus. I remember that name. So it was your ancestors that provided me with the blade I needed to use against Excelsior, to pierce his armor. And I was never able to thank them for their services to the Kru Nation Empire.
You monster!
would be a pity to kill such an artist. Let me see you, Excelsior. Closer. There's something different. Something in your eyes, let me see. Why, it is fear. You are not Excelsior. This is who you send after me, Elder! You send a child to destroy me? Give me that sword. If I cannot kill Excelsior himself, then I will enjoy killing someone pretending to be him.
No! Rod Matthew!
He is going nowhere, and neither are you.
If I must die, then too must you.
Rather entertaining, is it not?
Is he dead?
No. The jewel has already begun reviving him. Whoever survives this conflict on that planet will be brought up here immediately.
Even if it is Daynak?
Oh, yes. Especially in his current state.
And if it is Excelsior?
Even better. You will see for yourself a reenactment of how Valertus was vanquished. And just as before, it will be done with all Denarians witnessing their savior's demise.
Oh no! It's healing him again! Cerebus! JC, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? I can't do this!
Matthew?
Elder Clara?
Matthew.
I'm so sorry. I couldn't do this. No. I failed you.
No. You did not fail us. You inspired us. You proved that we were right.
So much blood on your hands. It's everywhere. I'm so sorry.
No regrets. We all knew we would give our lives for this mission. He is within you. Take my hand. Try and promise me you will trust him as you have trusted me.
I promise I will. I promise you, as long as my blood flows through these veins, they will never be victorious.
Excelsior, I knew. I knew you were in there somewhere.
But how? Wait. My cut hand. I took your hand with it. As long as my blood... Denarian blood.
Place your hand on my stomach, Matthew. Do it.
No, it cannot be.
Excelsior?
My great and worthy opponent.
We did it.
Goodbye, Mother.
Ready to die now, boy.
Are you? I remember giving you a lot of pain the last time we met.
What?
Hello again.
No. You are not Excelsior. I already made you nothing but a memory.
Then you should have no problem trying it again. Carini, Granik, Radifin, Elder Clara!
Thank you. This is a great moment, Hedera. An elder is gone. Two senior Denaria officers are gone. And Excelsior has done my work for me and vanquished the traitor Daynak. Now, Nothing will stop me from completing the mission given to me and ridding this universe of Excelsior forever. We must ensure both Denarians are brought back here.
I already look forward to killing the Denarian that will come back with Excelsior.
No! We will keep him alive. I want every Denarian to see their savior return to this planet, so they can all watch him die. And then you can kill him.
Poor, poor Danak.
He deserves no sympathy from me.
Cerebus, wake up.
Matthew?
And more.
Wait. Excelsior! I knew you were there somewhere!
Come on, let's get JC up. JC, are you all right?
Matthew? You okay?
Better than ever.
You're Excelsior now? And you know who I am?
Of course. I still have my memories. And Seminexes, and Valertuses. Their lives are a part of mine now.
How do you feel? I mean, what happens now?
I feel fine. And now Cerebus and I have to go back to DNAB 4. I have a job to finish over there that's long overdue.
How are we getting back?
I sent Aceris to the Leap of Faith so they can use the emergency retrieve feature. But, JC, before we leave, I want you to do me a favor.
What's that?
I want you to continue the comic strip.
What? No, the comics are yours.
They won't do much good for me over there. You need to keep them going here. Get as much value for them as you can. I'll do my part to generate the stories. You just keep your mind open so you'll be able to get them.
You're gonna be on another planet.
Give me your hand. I trusted you all those years. Now you get to trust me.
Oh God, I do. And I will. So this is it, huh?
I'm sorry, JC.
Why are you sorry? You didn't ask for any of this. It's not like you asked for God to give you a bunch of powers and take you to a different solar system. I mean, I knew I was gonna get emotional taking you to your dorm room, but this is a little...
We're gonna be okay. We all are.
Especially now that this is out of Crenation's hands.
Matt? Cerebus? Goodbye. Goodbye, Matt. I'm so proud of you.
Well, well, well. He has finally come home.
Nocturar.
I see you have a new shell, but you still have your memories. And I see that you, young Denarian, you have something that belongs to me. Give me the jewel. And stay where you are, Excelsior. One more move, and your friend will not live to see another day.
Stay back!
Yes, Excelsior. Stay back and keep your friend alive. Cerebus, your clan has always been so giving.
Oh, how I have missed this. The gift from my master in one hand, the throat of a Denarian in another. And now, Excelsior, surrender your sword.
Do not give it to him!
Trust me.
Why? Why did you do that?
I told you, trust me.
What an exquisite creation. Forged from the perfect combination of the finest elements that make up this planet. I'm sure it was a comfortable home for your life force for all those eons. But you and I know you were not in there alone. And now, Hedera, my sword.
It is ready for you, my lord.
I am also confident that you know there were two swords created when you were sent down, not just one. Of course, this is not the same sword, since you saw fit to destroy that work of art. But oh, this one. This one.
Your family was very useful in getting the medal for this sword just right, Zoribus. Shame they never saw the finished product.
And the jewel fits just right on the handle. Like this. And now, Excelsior, I have the means to be rid of you.
We have a problem, my lord.
What is it?
The Denarians, sir. A group of escapees are outside.
How many?
All of them. Everyone who was our prisoner.
Even better. Open the doors and keep the crowd at bay. They will see their savior's end, just as before. People of D-Nab 4, I must admit I am disappointed in you. But I offer you your lives. I give you work that is mentally stimulating and morally uplifting. And this is how you repay me? And for your treacherous acts, you will now see your one great hope cut down in front of you. Guards, prepare your blaster rifles. Excelsior, do you have anything to say to your people before you die?
Just one. To the young woman in the front, don't miss.
What?
I never do.
Nightera! I was so worried! How do you feel?
Much better, and get down!
Looks all too familiar, Celsior. Surely you remember being overpowered during a battle such as this.
Looks like your men are overpowered, not mine.
Hedera, signal for the reinforcements.
Hedera! Give me that sword! This is for my family! Matt! Here!
Thanks.
Believe me when I say it was my pleasure.
Sophia, I cannot believe it.
And I hear I have you to thank for all this. Finding out Nocturar was back and getting Zoribus and the rest of his team to Earth to help Elder Clayera.
Even better. I know how to destroy the castle.
What?
Willitar, he told me before all of you left.
Then do it. You'll need some cover. Make sure everyone else keeps the Crunations from getting here.
What will you do?
I have some unfinished business in there. So does Semenex. And Valertus.
So it finally happened. With your mere presence, you were able to inspire these people to revolt.
You made it easy for me. You should have killed me in here when you had the chance.
A mistake that will be remedied. But first, I must thank you for disposing of Daynark. He was most troublesome to my empire.
Your empire is the least of your worries.
Correct. After you are gone, the Crew Nations will be all that is left on this planet. Seeing a Denarian bleeding. The great legend will now become nothing more than a memory.
Don't miss this time.
What is that?
I told you, your empire was the least of your worries.
No! Is my planet.
Was.
I was hoping to christen my new sword by bathing it in your blood, Excelsior. But this has gone on long enough.
My lord, you're hurt.
Hedera, just in time to see the end of Dinab for savior. No matter how well he handles a sword, he cannot stop every last bit of energy that comes from the jewel given to me by our god.
What did Radovan say?
Excelsior's abilities seem to appear at the right time. You will just have to let go and trust him to do what needs to be done.
Goodbye forever, Excelsior!
Just close your eyes and let go. Just let go. Wait, I can feel my arm rising.
What? Why? Why won't you fall?
He's not falling, my Emperor. He appears to be absorbing the energy you are sending to him. And once he has it all, what will he do with it? I should not be here to discover the answer.
Hedera! General Hedera! Stay and witness my victory!
Radovan was right. I think I have something that belongs to you, Nocturar.
This is not over. Others will finish what we started. And you and your pathetic race will be exterminated. What are you doing?
Here's where you belong. Deep space. Goodbye forever, Nocturar. He's gone. I did it.
Not bad, Matthew. Not bad at all.
I learned from the best.
By our actions, it is done, Excelsior. It is good to have you back with us, old friend.
Hey, Saris. So good to see you on DNAB 4's surface.
I had to see this for myself. Today is the beginning of a new age on this planet. Our persecutors have been vanquished. Our savior, Excelsior, has been returned to watch over us again. And with this great victory comes equally great sacrifice. Let us thank the Denarians who made this possible. Radifan, Granik, Carini, Willitar, Elder Clyera.
And this mountain, the tallest on the planet, shall forever be known as Clyera Peak.
Oh, you are right, Excelsior. Thinking of a...
Yeah, and those that are still there. I miss JC already. But I know there's a lot I have to do here.
A lot we have to do here. Mm-hmm. And I would very much like to know about this person you speak of. Perhaps you can tell us about your time on Matthew's planet.
Well, I always have been a storyteller.
Fortunately for all of us, you still are. We will add JC's name to Excelsior's legend.
I'd like that. She deserves to be here. But something needs to be done first. Everyone on DNAB 4 needs to know that we are free.
I agree. It is time that they knew.
Time to finish the story. So, just as Radifin said, Excelsior holds out his arms like this and starts to... I'm floating. Okay, just stay calm, be calm. Just let yourself go higher. Higher. Right to the top of Clyera Peak. Okay, feet firmly planted up here. Now hold up the sword, just like that. I can see that shockwave wiping the whole planet clean. All the rubble, all the carnage, it's gone. Clearing the way for a new era. And I get to see it all happen. All this needs is the perfect way to wrap all this up. The perfect line. Something inspiring. Something that can be etched into history. Wow! I'll have to work on that.
This has been Excelsior, the audio journey. Adapted for audio and directed by George Siroy, based on his novel. Produced by Deborah Wooten. The assistant director is Laura McKee. Music composed by Izzy G and Audra Angelique. Featuring performances by Gary Brown and Marla Hartfield. Sound design by Audra Angelique, Charles Coates II, Shaq Hussein and James Spencer. Drill Down is performed by Jordan Gray. Useless is performed by Pink Lane, featuring The Paper Outlet. Thousand Years is performed by Hayden Andrews. Oh Na 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 is performed by Pink Lane, featuring Nikki B. Our cast, in order of appearance. Jerry Weil is Matthew Peters. Kay Weaver is Mrs. Burton. Ferdinand Chapman is Thomas. Ben Chai is Nick. Vash is Kelly the Kraken. Laura McKee is the voice of Tolland Laboratories and your tour guide. Molly Rock is Dr. Catherine Sierra. Vasilis Glimpatsos is Dr. Franklin Ritkin. Peter Revel Walsh is Elder A. Saris. Erica Harvey is J.C. Peters. Jacqueline Hume is Carini. Chris Woodworth is Zoribus. Heidi Kendrick is Mrs. Webb. Hilary Marek is Kristen Harrison. Sonia Mobley is Elder Quintera. Kendra Williams is Nytera. Benji Rusko is the security guards. Sandra Spencer is the jewel. Andrew Dos Santos is Radifin. Johanna Keston is Granik. Dennis Dietrich is Willitar. Charles Coates II is the Crunation soldiers. Audra Angelique is General Hodera. David Lee Hawks is Danak. And Shaq Hussein is Emperor Nocturar. Presented by the 529 Club. And now, Hero Within, Excelsior's theme. Music by Audra Angelique, lyrics by Audra Angelique and George Siroy. Performed by Audra Angelique, featuring Gary Brown, Marla Hartfield, Jerry Weil, and Molly Rock.
The handle, and he suddenly feels strong and commanding and brave.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Excelsior Journeys. I hope it was both inspiring and entertaining. Special thanks to Zach Comtois for providing new music for the intro and outro. Please take a moment to leave a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoy the show, please share it with your friends and subscribe to your platform of choice by going to hesgotit.com/podcasts. While there, you can also fill out the application to be a guest, inquire about sponsorship opportunities, and click on the Buy Me a Coffee link if you wish to give your support to the show. All interaction is very much appreciated. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for the show, please direct it to George@hesgotit.com.